ॐ सहना भवतु सहनो भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरम् शङ्करं शङ्कराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणं सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः तपोभीक्षीणपापानां शान्तानां वीतरागिणां मुक्षूणामपेक्षोऽयम् आत्मबोधो विधीयते.
So the first concept in Atmabodh, Shankaracharya gives, Bodho Anya Sadhane Byohi Sachat Mochaika Sadhanam. Among all the sadhans, the direct means to realization is knowledge of self. Pakasya Vannivat Jnanam Vina Moksho Nasityati. Like the fire is the direct cause of cooking. Similarly, the knowledge is the direct cause. That doesn't mean you don't require the ingredients to cook. You require ingredients and you need fire also for cooking. Similarly, you need Satchatkaran and Paramparatkaran. Paramparatkarans are all other sadhanas. Karma Yoga, Bhakti Yoga, Dhyan Yoga, Puja, Tirtha Brahman, Ganga Snan. These are all Paramparat. These are also required. But they will not give you the liberation. They will prepare you for getting the knowledge. Knowledge will happen only with the Atma-gyan. Then in verse number 3, it is said, Avirodhitya karma na vidyam vinirvartayet vidya avidyam nihanteva tejas timir sanghavat. And the avidya, the ignorance can be removed only by knowledge. It can never be removed by karma. In Vivek Churamani we have seen Vastu Siddhi Vicharena Na Kinchit Karma Koti Bhi. Even if you do crores of karma, it will never give you liberation. That does not mean don't do karma. You have to do karma. Why? It is Paramparat Sadhan. It is not Satchat Sadhan. Paramparat Sadhan is also required. But know the limitation of the karma. Karma will only purify your mind, that's all. It is required. Without purification of mind, you can never get the knowledge of the self. Vidya avidyam nihanteva tejas timir sangabat. Avidya can be removed only by vidya. Like the darkness can be removed only by light. You cannot remove darkness by any action. And the karma is also not opposite of jnana. Karma is also, the father of the karma is avidya. So by karma, you can never get it. Then ajnana kalusam jivam jnana abhyas vinarmilam. Now we are all solid because of ajnana, ignorance. We have got the ignorance. Ignorance of what? not knowing our true nature is our ignorance. Ajnana kalusam jivam, jnana abhyas vinarmritam. Just now you said you need only jnana, jnana, jnana. Now you are saying jnana abhyas. What is this jnana abhyas? Earlier you said only knowledge, atma jnana is required. Now Shankaracharya is saying jnana abhyas. Ah, you have to practice. What we have to practice? Aham Brahmasmi, Aham Brahmasmi, Aham Brahmasmi, Aham Brahmasmi, Aham Brahmasmi. If you go on doing the practice of Aham Brahmasmi, that is, we call it technically Nididhyasan, Sajatiya Vritti Prabhaha, the same nature, same type of thought continuously we are meditating upon, then that thought becomes more powerful, it becomes subtle, and it will remove Dehosmi, Jivoham. This is our present understanding. So that powerful Aham Brahmasmi will remove Jivoham. Jnana Bhad Vinar Milam. Then what will happen to this Aham Brahmasmi which you are doing? Tritva Jnanam Swayam Nasyat. After giving you the result, it will also go away. You don't have to chant continuously Aham Brahmasmi. When it gives result, khatam. After the knowledge, you don't have to study the Vedas or Upanishads. You don't have to study. Their purpose is to give you the knowledge. After that, they become useless. Vedas are useless for two people, two types of people. One is ajnani, ignorant, those who are not interested. And one who are jnani. Jnani also don't require it. Those who are seekers, they have to follow the Vedas. Kritva jnanam swayam nasyet, and after giving the result, Aham Brahmasmi will be also dropped. How? Katak rain vat. Like when the rainy water is polluted, is dirty. So in earlier time they used to put the katak rain, the dust of katak nut. And that makes a film, and that film will take down all the impurities and settle down. The impurities and katak renuvat will all, both of them will go down and settle. The pure water will be. Similarly, Aham Brahmasmi, Aham Brahmasmi, Aham Brahmasmi will settle down, and with it, it will take away Jivoham, 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 and settle. Both are down. What remains? Brahman remains. Now, verse number 6.
Sangsara swapna tulyo hi. Sangsara swapna tulyo hi. Raga dveshadi sankulam. Raga dveshadi sankulam. Swakale satyavad bhati. Svakale satyavad bhati, prabodhe satya sadbhavet, prabodhe satya sadbhavet. Sansara svapna tulyo hi, raga dveshadi sankulam. Svakale satyavad bhati, prabodhe sati prabodhe satya sadbhavet.
Sansara. Now so far we were discussing about jiva. Now the topic has changed. Now we are discussing about the sansara. What is sansara? It is continuously changing. Sansaratiti sansara. How is this sansara? Sansara swapna tulyo. It can be compared with the swapna, a dream. Raga desa sankula, and it is full of raga and dvesa, likes and dislikes. Swakale satyavat bhati, when you are seeing the dream, it seems real. Swakale satyavat bhati. Prabodhe, when you wake up. Sat asat, sati asat bhavet. Prabodhe sati asat bhavet, and it becomes not there. Sansara. तो व्हाट इज दिस राग द्वेष संकुल राग द्वेष आदि संकुल व्हाट इज दिस राग राग मीन्स आई लाइक इट एंड व्हाट इज द्वेष आई हेट इट आई डिसलाइक इट व्हाट इज आदि आदि इज काम क्रोध लोभ मोह मद मात्सर्य So these things are there in संसार राग द्वेष काम क्रोध मोह मद मात्सर्य We call it satripu and this राग and द्वेष is applicable to each human being or you can say all beings and each and every person has got different राग and द्वेष different likes and dislikes That is our experience. In our family, we have seen different people have got different choices. Raga dvesha sankula. This raga dvesha can be related to any situation, a person, a place, a being. Can be anything in this world or object. I may like a object, a property, a car. My spouse may not like that. Different. I may like a pet, other family members may not like it. It's different. Rag dvesh sankula. But here when we are talking the rag and dvesh, we are talking about the rag and dvesh which are very strong. I want them. If I like it, I want them. We are not talking about the simple likes and dislikes. Gurudev liked coffee. Don't say that he has got the rag for the coffee. No, it's not simple likes and dislikes we are not talking. Rag dvesh adi sankula. In dream also, we have got the rag and dvesh. Rag and dvesh, when you get a thing of your own choice, are you not happy? You start laughing. And when you get a thing which you don't like, you cry also. Do you not laugh and cry in dream also? Have you not seen newborn babies also sleeping, smiling, sometimes crying? They also see the dream. Rag, dvesh, sankula. So rag and dvesh is in this world also, in this sansar, and rag and dvesh is in the dream world also. So it is being compared how the rag and dvesh in the waking world and rag and dvesh in the dream world. In both worlds we have got this raga dvesha adi sankula swakale sattvat bhati and swakal during the swapnakal satya suppose you are dreaming that you are a king at that time guru comes and tells you you are not a king in the waking world you are a beggar will you believe him no you will not believe him Why? Well, this is true. This is real. Raja Janak also had this problem. He was king. One day he dreamt that he has become beggar. So he called Sabha. Wise people came. And he wanted to know which one is real. I am the king in the waking state. Is this real or in the dream I became beggar? Which one is real? Then came Astrabhakri. He said, no, both of them are not real. Neither you are king nor you are beggar. You are Brahman. Both are unreal. Sakale sattvat bhati prabhute sati asat bhave. And once you wake up, then you come to know The dream is false, unreal. Magar abhi kya hota hai? You are comparing this waking world is also dream. When you wake up to the fourth state, Turiya Avastha, God conscious state, then you will realize that this waking state is also a dream. इट इज सेड जो सपने में सिर काटे कोई जागे बिन दूर दुख होई Somebody is chopping your head in dream and you are crying. How this sorrow will end? जागे बिन दुख दूर न हुई. व्हेन यू वेक अप, अरे इट इज इंटैक्ट, माय हेड इज देयर, नो दुख एट ऑल. वी आर ऑल्सो फीलिंग सॉरो ना. कम टू द गॉड कॉन्शियस स्टेट, देर इज नो सॉरो. वी विल प्रूव वॉट ऑल्सो, यू विल अंडरस्टैंड दैट देर इज नो सॉरो. Then, during the ignorance, world is also satyavat. But when we come to know the substratum of the world, the Brahman, then you will say, this world is not there. It is coming and going. Like all the vrittis are coming and going. Like all the three states, jagrat avastha, swapna avastha and susupti avastha, come and go. But the substratum, the illuminator of all the three states, he is permanently there. Once you come to know that, then you will understand that all others are limited in time. They come and go. The whole world comes and goes. Khatam. In Ramayana also, Lord Shiva says, Uma kahu main anubhav apna sathari bhajan jagat sab sapna. Lord Shiva is saying to Parvati Ma, Uma, I am telling my own experience. What is his experience? Uma kahu main anubhav apna sat hari bhajan jagat sab sapna. What is the satya in this world? Hari is the satya. Bhajan of Hari is the satya. Do seva, satya. Do other sadhana, to reach that is satya. Other than that, all are sapna. The whole jagat is only a dream. Very good. So this jagat which we are perceiving now, jisme hum hain, that also is a dream. But that dream is of our lifetime. 100 years is our lifetime. So okay, 100 years of dream. But we see 100 years within 1.5 minute of the dream. Scientists, they say the dream length of time in the dream is only maximum 1.5 minute to 2 minute. And in that 2 minute, you see the whole world, whole creation. Good. Mahatma said, you should consider that your all past is like sapna, future is kalpana, and present is apna. Whatever past is gone, it is sapna. Don't worry about that. You cannot do anything now. You can't undo it. Sapna. Future is only kalpana. You are just imagining, ye hoga, aisa hoga, aisa hoga, and you make plan. These are all kalpanas. Your present is apna. To act, you have to act in the present. You can't act in the past, you can't act in the future. So present is apna. Now more similarity we'll see. Whole dream world is a projection of mind, that we all know. It's a projection of mind. And the waking state also is a projection of my mind. How's that? In dream state also there are likes and dislikes. In waking world also we have got the likes and dislikes. We don't see a person, an object as it is. We color it with our rag and dvesh. I have not seen a person whole life. If I come and somebody asks me, what is your opinion about that person? I have not talked. But still I will say, no, he seems to be a good person. I think he is a good person, or I think he is not a good person. I have projected my likes and dislikes on that person. Similarly, the scientist see the world, he see the energy, how to harness the energy. A poet sees the same world, He sees Kavita, poetry starts writing. In Himalayas, wherever this sulfur fountain is there, the water is hot. So those who have got pain in joint, they take a dip, they say, think, oh, relieved. But the same fountain, if a businessman sees, he will start thinking, kaise isko Chicago leke jaye? Or chai banane wala think, how can I make this hot tea from this boiling water? So we all project, this is all our projection. In the waking world also we project. Then the second similarity is sanskar, the vasanas, imprints, impressions. Waking period impressions are always in our memory. Even if not done anything, you have only thought about something. Only thought. It is recorded. In the memory it is available. Similarly, in the dream state also, whatever has happened in the dream, if it is a strong one, the impression will be there. Suppose you have dreamt many times. You see Lord Shiva in the dream once. You will remember that whole life. Impression is there. But the others impressions are not there. So in the dream also there is the impression. In the waking period also there is a sanskar, impressions are there. Another similarity, you cannot re-enter to the dream again. Suppose you have become king in the dream. And after that, for some reason or other, the dream has ended. Now you know you are not a king. You are a beggar. But you want to enter again in that dream state. I want to be king again. Can you enter? No. You can't enter. Similarly, in the waking world, we are all maybe in the Banaprastha ashram or the Grihastha ashram. Can you become child now? Can you go back? No, you can't. Dream is momentarily, and we also know this thing, that if we see river and mountain or an elephant, it is said in the Upanishad, the dream you see is in the hita nadi, and the hita nadi is so thin that an elephant or a mountain can never enter into that. Forget about the hita nadi. Can in this head an elephant enter? Space is not sufficient. But we say, no, 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 this is real. Many people say, no, 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 we don't believe. Dream is dream, this is waking, is a separate thing, is separate. We say this is real, whole world is real. And they give their arguments. And their argument is because drishyatvam, because I am seeing the whole world. They say, seeing is believing. Seeing is believing. Suppose last time there was a get together and we served tea, samosa and all that. Rajulji made very good tea. And suppose I go and tell everybody, you know who made this tea? I made it. Everybody will say, I have seen Rajulji making. How can you say? Seeing is believing. We don't believe. I have seen with my own eyes. She has made. How do you claim that you have made tea? Seeing is believing. Vedanta says, believing is seeing. Believing is seeing. How? believe that there is Brahman, do the sadhana, then you will see the Brahman. Believing is seeing. First there has to be faith, first there has to be belief. And then when you believe, then you start walking, you start doing the sadhana. When you do the sadhana, you come to know, you see that Brahman. Believing is seeing. Many things we see, but they are not true. Many things we see, they are not true. Like little, little twinkle star. Are the star little? We see the earth flat. Is it flat? Our experience is that the earth is not moving. Is that true? We see the sky is blue. Is that true? We see sun rising and sun setting. Is it true? All drishya. When we are traveling in the train, high speed train, we feel we are stationary. All the things outside, all the trees, houses, as if they are running other side. And the strange feeling, if the two trains are standing on the platform, your train is stationary, the other train has started moving. If you see that side, you feel that your train is moving. To confirm, you have to see the platform on this side. My train is not moving, it is the other train moving. These are all we are seeing. So whatever we see that is true is not correct. Then say Bahumat, Bahumatvam. Because lot of people say Jagat is Satya. 99.99% people say Jagat is real. It's only 0.01, those who are realized person, they say Jagat Mithya. So Bahumat, democracy runs on Bahumat. All the bills are passed in the parliament. How? By Bahumat. Bahumat means according to the majority. Majority have voted. If the majority have voted, that is good. It's not always that. Sometimes the opponents, those who are in minority, they may be true. Batao, there was a time in India that there was a tax rate of income tax rate of 95%. If you earn 100 rupees, you have to pay 95 rupees income tax. And there was a wealth tax also. If you are earning, naturally you have got the wealth also. So you have to pay wealth tax also. So income tax plus wealth tax used to be more than 100. Batao kaun kamayega? That was the majority view. Law was passed by majority in the parliament. Batao unka view theek hai kya? If they all the people start saying, nahi nahi nahi, Jagat is not there, Jagat is mithya, nahi hai, Jagat is really there. So will you accept it? No. On one tree, there lived many owls. Pacha, what we call? Ullu, ullu. And they can see only in the night. They can't see in the day. So they were all discussing that there is no sun in this world. Bahumat, everybody was saying there is no sun. When parrot also lived on that same tree, he could not stand. He was minority, only one. Hundreds of owls were there. They were all discussing no sun. He said, no, no, there is sun. I see it. I have seen, there is a sun. They all started pecking him and bhaga diya usko. He was Vedantin, soul fellow. So Bahumat is not the criterion. So what is the praman? What is the means of knowledge for that? Means for knowledge for that the jagat is mithya, brahma is satya, is in the scriptures. Means of knowledge is the Vedas, Upanishad, they tell us this thing. So first region one, drishyatvam. Second region was bahumatatvam and upayogitvam. Things are useful. Things are useful because we use, we transact. I'm sitting on the chair, it's useful. Therefore, they are real. About how we used to play with the toys, plastic toys. Are they useful to you now? Or if you are habituated to sleep with the teddy bear, are you sleeping with the teddy bear now? Once upon a time it was there, now it is not. Things of the dream world, are they useful in the Jagrit Avastha? Or the things of the Jagrit Avastha, are they useful in the dream state? No. In the dream state, you were king wearing a crown. Can you bring that crown into the waking state? No. In the dream state, you are hungry. Can you take out the food from the fridge and eat it there? No. They are not upayogi. Similarly, whatever you have got in this world now is not upayogi in the fourth state of consciousness. When you become God consciousness, then those are also useless. Upayogitvam. And the fourth argument given by the people, those who believe that this world is real, this is sthayitvam. This is sthayi, this is permanent. Every Saturday we come to the class, we find the same table, same chair, same acharya, same location, there is no change. It is sthayi, it is permanent. But our Upanishad says, yad drishyam tad jadam, whatever you see, perceive by your organs of perception, everything is inert. Yad drishyam tad jadam. Tad vikari, vikari means it is modifying. Whatever you see in this world, everything is modifying. And that is anatma. Whatever you see is anatma, because atma you can never see, number one. So whatever you see is anatma. And that all anatma is mrisha, it is all illusion. And this whole illusion is vinasi, it will perish one day. The sun, moon, space, whatever you are experiencing now, it will end one day. Therefore, it is not also sthayi. Now, another example is given in the next verse. Verse number 7.
Tavat satyam jagat bhati.
Tavat satyam jagat bhati.
Shuktika rajatam yatha.
Shuktika rajatam yatha.
Yavanya jnayate brahma. Yavanya jnayate brahma. Sarvadhishthanam avvayam. सर्वाधिष्ठानम् अव्ययम् तावत् सत्यं जगत् भाति शुक्तिकारजतं यथा यावन्न ज्ञायते ब्रह्म सर्वाधिष्ठानमद्वयम्
तावत् सत्यं जगत् भाति जगत् विल बी अपीयरिंग रियल सो लॉन्ग शुक्तिकारजतं यथा लाइक द सुक्ति शुक्तिका मीन्स Gurudev has written, Mother of Pearl. Or when you are going on the seashore, you will find many cells there. And they are always shining on the top. And early morning when you are walking, when the sun rays falls on them and they shine, you will feel that it is like silver, rajat. And what you do? You immediately see this side, that side, if nobody is seeing me, help me pick up, and you pick it up and put it in the pocket. And after some time when you go there, you again take it out in the car, hey, what is this? This is only Suptika, cell only. It is not rajat, there is no silver there. Ab batao, can you sell that silver in the market? You can't sell. Can you trade that silver? No. It's only calcium, you again throw it. There is no rajat. So what is this jagat? Jayate gacchati tishtati ti jagat. Ja means jayate, it is born. Ga means gacchati, it will one day it will go. Ta means tishtati, it will stay for some time. That means jagat is born, stays for some time. Jagat. So that rajat, that silver is only an appearance, nothing else is there, you cannot trade it. Similarly, the seeker should not run after the world, thinking that this world will give me a sukh. It is just like the silver appearing on the suktika. This world is also like that. Don't give any importance to the joy and sorrow of this world. And when this has happened, when you come to know the adhisthan, the substratum of the whole world, then it will end. Yavat na gyayate brahma sarva adhisthan advayam. That sarvadhisthan brahma, sarvadhisthan means the substratum, substratum of all, sarvadhisthan brahma. And how is that? Advayam, there are not two brahma, there is only one brahman. When you come to know that brahman, then you find it is the sansara, the jagat is only an appearance. Like rajat is just an appearance, silver is only appearing on the cell, it is not really there. Similarly, on advayam brahman adhisthan, the whole world is like that only, like that rajat on the suktika, the silver on the cell. Similarly, that is not there. No raag dvesh, no sukh dukh, no pravritti nivritti, kuch nahi hai. Now I am going to give you an example. Listen attentively. Suppose there is a rope, you have listened many times. Today we are going to derive some conclusions from this. You have seen a rope. You are not able to recognize the rope because of the insufficient light or something. You are seeing snake on that rope. It is my superimposition. And some more people are also there, they are also seeing the snake. Now when I see the snake, if I am a snake charmer, I will see the beautiful snake, I will try and think, oh, in my stock, I don't have a snake like this, so beautiful. I will be more happy if I get it. I like it. Raga comes. I like. Why I like? If I get it, this snake will give me happiness. My collections will be good. Therefore, I go and try to grab it. Pravritti. Snake charmer likes the snake. He thinks he will be happy by getting it. Therefore, he goes and tries to pravritti. Another person, he is afraid of snake. He don't like it. Snake charmer likes it. He doesn't like it. He thinks it will give me sorrow. Therefore, nibritti, he withdraws. One is thinking happiness is there in the snake, another is thinking the sorrow is there, one is to try to grab it so that I can get sukh there, other person, he wants to run away from the snake so that he should not get the sorrow. One has got the rag, another has got the desh. Now, somebody tells that this is not a snake, this is a rope. Adhisthan, the substratum of the snake is that rope. The moment you come to know the rope, will you be able to see snake? There is no snake. Moment you come to know Brahman, there is no world. What will happen to the rag and dvesh, likes of dislikes of snake charmer and my? I wanted to run away from that. Snake charmer was liking, other person was not liking. Rag dvesh gone. Sukh dukh gone. Snake charmer was thinking there is a sukh there. Other person was frightening. He was seeing dukh there. On knowing the Brahman, both sukh and dukh. Pravritti and nibritti. On knowing the Brahman, that also is gone. So long we are thinking this world is real, there will be likes and dislikes. There will be superimposition of sukh and dukh. There will be pravritti and nivritti. But the moment you come to know the substratum of this world, then you will come to know this world is not there. It is just like snake on the rope. No sukh, no dukh. No nibritti, no pravritti. No rag, no dvesh. Have you understood? So if you come to know the rope, the Brahman, all your likes, dislikes, vasanas, khatam. Sukh, dukh, gone. Pravritti nivritti.
Purnamad Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavashishyate. Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om.